Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live at Rogers Campground at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is over. It officially ended, I think, 20.
Yeah, it's good to be back and being back in the Shire with all of you. It's kind of a stressful upcoming trial, but I wanted to come here to support you guys.
Are you feeling stressed about it?
I'm not. James was not a happy camper coming back because he was a little tired, but he's been a lot more joyful now that he's been back, seeing all of you guys, and you know, we're happy to be part of this and, you know, show up as Mr. Bitcoin and help spread the gospel of free money, and or not free money, but liberty-oriented money.
Well, you were just giving away some free cryptocurrency to some of the gentlemen from the independent film crew that's here from the Ballad of the Crypto Six, which, of course, for listeners that heard us talking about it over the last few months, balladofthecrypto6.com, I believe, was the website. They were doing a fundraiser, and they actually made enough, thankfully, to be able to produce this documentary film about
the crypto. I always just use movie.freetalklive.com.
Is it going there still? Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's the easiest way to remember it for me.
But I believe the name of the actual movie is going to be Ballad of the Crypto Six. So it's also kind of important to brand that, I guess. Now, look, we're not the producers. Okay.
Right.
I did not donate to this. I considered it, but I said, you know, I wanted to see if people actually wanted this thing, right? Like,
at least one person did.
There was a few of them, actually. There was a few, like, big crypto donors that kind of came in and made this thing possible. So thank you to all of those folks. The crew is here from Mexico. They're an international crew, and they were actually here about a year ago. So they're back. They're doing more shooting. But you discovered, TJ, in your conversations with them tonight, that at least, one or two of them didn't have crypto wallets?
Yes. So what I did is I just said, okay, we're going to bring you into the modern age, and I said this is an era where math, you know, being a mathematician myself, math is now money, and the answer to a math problem is now worth a lot of money. So I just said, hey, I'll teach you how to install a crypto wallet. I like Coinomi because it's a multi-currency hosted wallet,
mm-hmm.
but with a backup system. But you know, other people like Edge and some like Exodus, and I'm fine with all of those too. But I just said, hey, install a Coinomi wallet, and I'll give you $50 of Bitcoin Cash, your very first crypto that nobody can take from you. Nobody can steal it. You lose your phone, you have your backup, but it's kind of like this miracle that we've been searching for, this thing that couldn't be stolen from you, even if a person put a gun to your head.
Oh, it's not fair to say that at all. I mean, crypto can absolutely. There's been countless examples of crypto being stolen from people.
They put guns to Aria and I last year in March of 2016, and they did steal some crypto.
They did on the cashes, the physical cashes,
yeah.
Bitcoins.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
If you have a Trezor wallet, there's no way they're getting past that security.
Oh, yeah. All they need is a 12-inch long pipe, man. That's it.
What do you mean?
Rubber hose crypto analysis. That's where you beat the suspect up.
Yeah, you start beating someone with a lead pipe, and they're going to give you their money.
And that's what Trezor did. Trezor has a duress system, so you can actually put in a password where it'll give you one wallet, and if you put in another password in addition to your PIN, you can give a totally different wallet. So you can. I actually have that set up where if I get robbed.
I didn't know they had that feature.
Yeah, it's the new. It's in the Trezor wallet system, and I like Trezor because it's open source hardware and software.
Right.
But you can put in your regular PIN, and it'll show you a regular wallet, or you can put in a passphrase to show a hidden wallet.
I mean, it sounds good in theory, but when someone's beating you with a 2x4 lead pipe,
I swear there's no hidden wallet.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, the average crook probably wouldn't know about that feature.
But would you, while someone's...
I mean, I didn't even know about it.
I mean, while someone's attacking you with a weapon, the presence of mind to be like, no, I'm going to give you my fake password and not my real one, even though I'm bleeding out and I've got my head
the idea is
bashed open?
You would have some money in the lesser account, right?
But my argument is that's probably not going to come to your head when someone's beating you in the face with a lead pipe.
I don't know.
You're probably just going to do whatever it takes to make that situation end as soon as possible. And yeah. I wouldn't think to, okay, I'll use my fake password now, you know?
Okay.
Well, that's just
some
me.
People would.
Well, you gave me, like you said, what are you going to do if someone's using a lead pipe on you? And I just said, well, here's what I would do. But maybe I can't say it's a solution for everybody.
That's true. So anyway, you got these guys set up with their first crypto wallet, and you actually sent them a good amount of crypto.
Yeah, $15. I said, I usually...
15?
50.
50?
50.
That's nice. Sweet, dude. That's really awesome.
Yes, but I guess I'm taking over the moniker Bitcoin Cash Jesus. I hope Roger Ver doesn't sue me or fight me over
that. No, I think he would really appreciate it. It was Roger and the outreach that he did that encouraged me to do the same thing. I did the same thing here on behalf of the Shire Free Church in Keene over a period of maybe 3 or 4 years. We ran a bunch of advertisements on local radio and in newsprint as well. And actually did giveaways to the people of Cheshire County. Anyone who responded to the advertisement who had never had crypto, I didn't want to give it to somebody that, like, I don't want to give away crypto to somebody that's already had crypto. But,
right.
But for somebody that was totally new, and it was obviously the honesty policy in this case, because how would I know, right? But if somebody was completely new to crypto, then I'd give them $50 worth of crypto as well. We did half in Dash and half in Bitcoin Cash. That way they would have two different cryptos, and they could kind of see how the prices changed on them over time. And, of course, almost all the businesses in this area that were taking cryptocurrency, and still true to this day, take both Dash and Bitcoin Cash, and, of course, the original Bitcoin as well. So they could then go out, and they could go to a local business, and they could maybe spend it and buy some lunch if they wanted to. Or they could hold on to it. It was sort of like up to them. You know, what do you want to do?
Just like any kind of money and voluntary money.
You also had a monthly winner to whom would be receive $250, I think, in Dash and Bitcoin Cash.
So $500 total worth of crypto. We gave them did a monthly drawing of all the people who had put their, you know, entry in, so to speak. So basically, everybody who entered the contest got $50 worth free, and then one lucky winner over a period of several months. I think I did probably at least a dozen of these drawings over
the long time, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah. So quite a bit of winners. I believe it was over 400 individuals who were set up with their very first cryptocurrency wallet.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there's going to be 12 more people with cryptocurrency wallets at the end of this trial, we hope.
Maybe so. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the program here tonight, of course, you brought James Cleveland, your husband, your wonderful husband.
Yes, and Robin Hood and former troublemaker in the Keene and the Shire.
Who hasn't been here in like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was nice to get to see him today and give him a
big old hug.
Because he used to be a regular co-host here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and he was one of the, you know, he was going on, he said, you know, I feel kind of ashamed about, like, some of the things that happened to him here, just because they were not pleasant to go through, like the FBI raid. And I said, well, honey, I would go through the FBI raid all over again for you, because that's how I met you. I mean, I fell in love with the man I wanted to know, and... I mean, it was kind of one of these things that it brought us closer together in a strange sort of way. And so I said, for me, it's coming back to, you know, like Ramunto's Pizza and just, or going to Lindy's Diner, a classic Keene dining establishment, and just being able to be with other like-minded people and not have to worry about censoring yourself or saying, taxation is theft, and most people are going to raise eyebrows and look at you and go, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So tomorrow is the very first day of the Crypto 6 trial. I will be there. I've heard from a number of people that are planning on attending. And, you know, one of the really most touching parts about this whole experience, obviously there's the horrible parts of dealing with the government people, but to actually have so many people expressing support, and not just friends of mine, but also like people within the Keene community, business owners who had been accepting cryptocurrency, who were really, really kind and wrote like letters of recommendation for me, and many of them are
that's beautiful.
They're on our witness list as well, so they're coming out to speak in my favor. It's really... was awesome. I got a haircut last night by a local barber that takes crypto and gold backs, and he refused to allow me to pay. I'd never sat in his chair before. I'd you know, maybe met him once briefly. I wasn't the guy who set him up. It was Derek and Steven, our former co-hosts, who got him set up with crypto. So, you know, I didn't really know him that well, but he heard what was happening, and he just wanted to show his support. And
that's really cool,
gave me a hug at the end of the thing, and it was like, wow, this is really awesome.
More so, kumbaya.
Thank you to everybody that has supported the Crypto Six in whatever way, whether it be financial or just wishing us well or showing up at the trial this week and possibly next week or maybe before Christmas. Hopefully this thing will be over before Christmas. Who knows? There's more coming up here. You can join the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here, and you can join the show and bring up anything you want. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can learn about cryptocurrency there at Bitcoin.com, because regardless of what happens in the Crypto 6 case, regardless of what has happened to good people like the library company at LBRY.com, they were found, unfortunately, against by the judge in the very same court, not the same judge, but the very same courthouse that we're going to be going to tomorrow, found our friends over at Library to be a quote-unquote security, found their token to be a security.
And what's really messed up about that was their whole trial thing that they were doing was to determine whether or not they should actually go to a jury trial.
Yeah, they never even made it there.
Yeah, and the judge, that's how screwed up the American system is. This single person came along and said, yeah, no, I'm going to decide the verdict right here. You're guilty.
It was crazy. And that's, well, it wasn't guilty per se, but whatever the equivalent of that in civil case world is, responsible. I don't even know if that's what it is in this case. But
basically, they told Library, you need to pay the SEC a lot of money.
Yeah, they ruled in favor of the SEC. I guess that's the most accurate way to say it. So regardless of all of the governmental attacks against cryptocurrency, it is a concept that is here to stay, and it is one that will likely, and we can't know for sure what's going to happen in the future, but if the past is any judge of what's going to happen with cryptocurrency, we'll see it increase in value and increase in usefulness as well over time as more people begin adopting it. There's just basically no stopping this thing, and they are fighting against the tides of time ultimately with this. So take your time, a little bit of it, and go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. You can find some useful introductory information there that will help you understand some of the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. In fact, TJ was just giving away, I believe, some Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, gave away $100 of Bitcoin Cash.
Thank you.
Draw documents. Well, I know Roger Ver started the movement of, you know, being Bitcoin Jesus, and he gave away hundreds of millions of dollars in Bitcoin.
He must have.
Oh, yes.
He must have. I mean, at the time, it wasn't worth that, but Roger came to Keene years ago, and I remember where it was. It was a Social Sunday event, which we've been having here for a long time. It's probably the longest-running Free Stater event, social event in New Hampshire, Social Sundays in Keene. It was at a bar that is not even open anymore, called McHugh's, and he went in there with whatever, I think it was my Cilium wallet at the time, and he said, if you will install this software on your phone, I will give you 10 whole Bitcoins. And
didn't he also do this at a Pork Fest? I was under the impression that he did.
He probably was doing that at Porkfest. I know one year at Porkfest he was giving away the Kazacious coins, which
maybe
are the physical Bitcoins. He was handing those things out like candy. They were worth, I think, $3 a piece at that time. So that would have been after he did the 10 Bitcoin here, because he was giving away $10 worth of Bitcoin, and it was a dollar per Bitcoin at that time, roughly. So, you know, didn't seem like a whole lot then, and I'm sure there's some people that just, you know,
people like myself are kicking, because I was a mathematician, so I understood what Bitcoin was technically. I just never saw it becoming worth $16,000, let alone $67,000.
Which was its ultimate peak last year. It has come down since that time, but 16,000, or I think it's at 17 now, 16 or 17,000 is still higher than it was for the supermajority of its lifetime. I think you have to go back maybe 2 or 3 years to find a lower price than that.
Oh, yeah. So, but, you know, as an engineer, the other thing that irritates me is because, like, Bitcoin Cash is technically superior, in my opinion, to Bitcoin. I know I'm going to start a holy war amongst the crypto community by saying something like that. But
I think that's been going on for a while. Yeah.
But another one, but why is Bitcoin Cash only $100 or $110, and Bitcoin is $16,000, even though Bitcoin is technically worse?
Yeah, it's not its
name recognition. I mean, yeah, it's just got the name. It's
been around for longer, too, right? Like, Bitcoin had almost a decade on it, on Bitcoin Cash. It was Bitcoin Cash came out in August of 2017, when there was sort of a schism, if you will, from the original Bitcoin. It sort of split into two competing chains at that point. So Bitcoin started in 2009, so it was literally 8 years later before Bitcoin
came out. Yeah, and all it is a simple little fork. You change a one megabyte cap in a block to a 4 megabyte cap. But, you know, I like the coins that have real-world privacy use cases. So like Monero is actually, that's the only one that I know that's actually being used not just to buy. But if you want to buy something on a website and you want to have privacy, Monero is the only one that I know that is actually fulfilling that goal. Zcash and Dash and all these others, I don't think they have any market use case yet.
I've not seen it, but I haven't been on, you know, those websites for quite
some
time.
Thanks to your bail condition.
So, there is that.
You want us to smuggle you a laptop into the clink if you do get convicted?
No, I don't think so, because if you get caught with something like that in prison, they extend your term.
Oh, dear, yeah. So you're going to have no fun for a long time.
I'm not that interested in texting or whatever. But the people do that. I was contacted by somebody in a federal prison once who was on a illegal cell phone in that federal prison. I won't say who it was, but that was the story, at least.
If you're that lonely, you got to do something. But in general, I would suggest that it's probably not worth the risk.
Yeah. So Bitcoin.com, go there, click Get Started, and start learning about cryptocurrency. As we get into some of the news here, this is a story I've had for a couple weeks now. I was waiting for a night with you here, Aria, because you are the high priestess and founder, I believe, of the Reformed Satanic Church of Keene.
I am.
Are there other Reformed Satanic churches, or would that
not
be
to my knowledge? But there may be. I mean, it's not something I track closely. Mm-hmm. If anyone has any schism or disagreements with the Church of Satan, I mean, I understand why, and they may have fractured off and splintered off to do their own thing, sort of like the Satanic Temple also did. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest that the Satanic Temple is also a Reformed Satanic Church, although I don't know the exact history there. And mm-hmm. But the Satanic Temple, at the very least, it's more in line with what the Church of Satan was supposed to be than the Church of Satan itself is. But the Church of Satan is the one with all the branding. It's the Bitcoin of mm-hmm. the Satanism world.
Well, I would say these days the Satanic Temple has more sort of presence as far as being in the news. In fact, I've got a news story here about their after-school Satan club that I want to get into. But since you mentioned the Church of Satan, which was the one founded by Anton LaVey, is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And it's so far from anything LaVey had to say.
So when you say maybe the Satanic Temple is closer to what their intentions were, what were their intentions, and how did the Church of Satan fall away from those intentions?
Well, the initial idea behind the Church of Satan was to give people who weren't Christians, who weren't overly religious, a set of philosophies and ideas around which they could build, I don't say philosophies, but their lives, their outlooks, their goals, mm-hmm. so to speak. And the Satanic Temple, I think, captures this the best with its seven tenets of Satanism. I don't remember exactly what they call them, but it's seven fundamental tenets, things like one's body is inviolable, subject to one's will alone. They're very libertarian in how they approach things, and it was basically to take that, the ideas of libertarianism and autonomy and self-ownership, and condense it into a sort of pseudo-religion for people to follow.
You're talking about the Satanic Temple?
Both had the same sort of idea.
Okay, but something happened with the Church of Satan.
They became like every other religion, and they preach one thing, and then they do something completely different.
All right, we'll talk more about it coming up here in moments, because a lot of people, they don't know anything about the Church of Satan, right? Like, they just think, oh, Satan, evil. More coming up here in moments.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is investigating the cause of power outages throughout North Carolina after authorities say they believe vandals shot up two power substations, leaving tens of thousands of people in the dark. North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper calls the incident a criminal attack Monday and says the people who did this will be brought to justice.
I know that they are leaving no stone unturned in this investigation to find those who are responsible.
An updated COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 may be on the way. Pfizer submitted its application to the FDA as high levels of respiratory illnesses are currently circulating among young children. The new vaccine would serve as the third shot in the three-dose primary series. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian, DJ Spy,
and Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you on our site. We've got our own social media platform. It is a Mastodon server. We call it social.freetalklive.com. You can go there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as some of the hosts of the show. And you can do it for free anytime you want at social.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll get into the After School Satan Club that is being pushed by the Satanic Temple. Of course, it's causing a stir, as you might expect, but we happen to have an actual Satanist on the show here with us. Aria DiMezzo is here in the studio, so we've got an expert on the subject, and we're going to get back into that. But first, Major Payne is on the line. Go ahead, Major, calling from Michigan.
Aria, I got a quick one just for you. I think it's okay. Nissan is making an electric car named after you.
Oh?
So your name must mean something out in outer space there. I don't know.
Nissan,
I mean, I know what my name means down through history, but...
When you say it's named after me, what do you mean?
Aria. That's what they're calling the car.
Aria is a common word.
The Nissan Aria?
Yeah, they're calling it one of their Nissan EVs an Aria.
Huh.
I mean, that's great and all, but...
song, right?
Yeah, Aria is a type of operatic piece.
Oh, it's spelled differently. Right. This one's spelled A-R-I-Y-A. Is that also a song, or is it...
I don't think so.
A-R-I-Y-A? A-R-I-Y-A.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it's not the operatic song, or type of song, rather.
I was not aware of the definition of your name, and I just thought it was kind of cute.
There you go.
That is cool. Thank you.
Thanks for the heads up. Anything else?
No. Hey, I'm not done.
Okay.
You're still here.
Okay. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Just going to give you some government snake oil. Old Joe Biden, he's created this Green New Deal, right, where we all got to not drive our cars anymore and everybody needs to ride a skateboard and eat bugs and such. Well, he is producing, and it's already been passed, and I think it's under construction, the biggest oil exportation port in the country. And there's four more of them on the books in the cooking pot in the works. Now, if he's trying to not make us burn oil and not let us drill oil, why is he going to produce five major deportation ports for oil?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm conundrified too.
Probably, I mean, to sell it, most likely would be my guess, but no, Americans aren't prohibited from using oil. Americans use oil all the time for everything.
The Snake River runs deep, and I don't know what these beeholes are up to, but
here's the story from a major here. According to the Texas Tribune at texastribune.org, the Biden administration quietly approves huge Texas oil export project. It would be 30 miles off the Texas coast and is one of four proposed offshore terminals designed to dramatically expand the U.S. oil export capacity. Thank you, Major, for the heads up on the call tonight.
I don't understand why people would be upset. I understand why Democrats and leftists would be upset about this.
Which is why they're saying he did it quietly, right?
Right.
Because he's backing the oil business, and leftists don't like that.
But through his entire presidency, Republicans, conservatives, this is why he's anti-oil. He's, you know, all pro-green energy or whatever, and they were upset that he wasn't letting them have oil. And now he's doing it, and there's still some sort of issue with it.
Apparently
I don't understand.
It would add just this one location. Remember, they're talking about a potential four of them. But this one location would add 2 million barrels per day to U.S. oil export capacity. The approval by the Department of Transportation Maritime Administration. Who knew? I figured the Department of Transportation just dealt with roads, but apparently they've got a whole division for on the high seas.
I mean, of course they do. It's the government.
Yeah. They approved this without any public announcement. It was filed or whatever, and then they just go on to talk to people who agree or disagree with it. So, yeah, I mean, that's okay, great. More oil.
Yeah. Government really doing government stuff. They should have never gotten in the way of private companies going, hey, look, we can drill for oil there, and no one owns that land, so we're going to go drill for oil there.
Yeah, it would be nice if they would approve some nuclear power.
That would be nice.
If you're an environmentalist and you're serious about decarbonizing, I think it's a silly thing to do, but if you want to do it, nuclear is the only way to go. It's the only thing that produces enough energy that can run our cars and our industrial plants and our heat and everything that we need on pure electricity.
Well, and now you have thorium reactors, as I understand it, that do not melt down. There's no possibility for a meltdown with a thorium-style reactor nuclear power. So, like, the big fear about nuclear power, which is a reactor meltdown and all kinds of, you know, nuclear radiation going off and killing people and, you know, disabling people and harming babies.
That's a scary thought, but yeah. I mean, it's also not very likely.
But it has happened.
Yeah.
And it would not happen with the newer types of the thorium reactors. It's just not even a possibility. It cannot happen. So, the tech is there to make this stuff safe and effective.
Yeah, but see, they don't want that. They want people to suffer. That's ultimately what, as far as I can tell, that's what it comes down to. They don't want to reduce carbon emissions or anything. Well, they don't care about the oil companies.
They do care. That's
they want to hurt us.
They're getting a lot of money from the oil companies, right? Like that's.
Well, I mean, the average leftist, who is all anti-nuclear energy, pro, you know, got to control the environment, those kinds of people. They don't care about anything except making sure that individuals suffer.
Mm. Yeah, they are willing to see individuals suffer in order to supposedly help the Earth. Whatever.
Well, they think that the two are, like, proportional. Like, the more people suffer, the better off the Earth is doing.
Yeah, they
because
do seem to think that.
They think that suffering or martyrdom is the way to solve problems. So the more people are suffering, the more problems are being solved.
Does Satanism have a perspective on suffering and martyrdom?
Every individual has their own understanding of suffering and martyrdom, and Satanism embraces that. As far as a
choice, you mean?
As far as a codified idea about this aspect of reality or that aspect of reality, it doesn't really have one.
Hmm.
It's just whatever the individual believes, as long as they don't harm others, it's fine.
So you were getting into, a little while ago, we were talking about the Satanic Temple, which is sort of a newer iteration on Satanism, and then there's the original Church of Satan. You're the founder of the Reformed Church of Satan.
Yes.
And so you were kind of telling us some of the founding principles of the Church of Satan, and then I don't think we got to, like, why they didn't reach them or why they don't stick to them.
Right. I mean, there's many ways in which the Church of Satan doesn't actually stand by the thing. But they're supposedly, you know, pro-reason, pro-compassion, mm-hmm. anti-violence, anti-oppression, anti-tyranny, all of those wonderful things.
Sounds good.
Right. Except, at the same time, they're also they're pro-separation of church and state. So they argue mm-hmm. things like, you know, churches should not be tax exempt. I don't remember exactly what they argue, but I would take the opposite approach where everyone should be tax exempt.
Mm.
And this is one of the main diverging points between the Reformed Satanic Church and the Church of Satan, is that the Church of Satan proudly pays their taxes. They fought for and won 501c3 tax exemption status, and they're like, yes, but we proudly pay our taxes. And I'm like, you're proudly paying for bombs to be dropped on poor people in the Middle
right.
East.
Isn't that what Satan would do?
No, that's what the devil would do.
Okay. Satan and the devil are not the same thing. I'm
not
sorry.
You
got to forgive me.
Question. That's a good question.
Yeah, not if you read the Bible in any realistic sense. And obviously the Bible is just a metaphor. It's just allegory and metaphor. There's no truth. There's human truth in it, but there's no factual basis to
the stories
the,
aren't
yes.
per se factual.
Thank you. And what I take away from reading the creation story in the Bible is that Yahweh, he comes along and says, you're not going to have the knowledge of good and evil. You're going to be unthinking about talking about your entire point in existing is to serve and worship me.
Mm.
And I'm going to deny you the ability to know right from wrong. And then came along Satan and said, he's lying. You won't die if you eat this fruit. You'll just gain the knowledge of good and evil. And so Adam and Eve ate the fruit and they gained the knowledge of good and evil. They could tell right from wrong. And sure enough, Satan had told the truth. They did not die as Yahweh has said they would. So any proper reading of it leads to the conclusion that Yahweh is the devil and Satan is the good one.
I like this interpretation. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. We're going to continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Phones are open at 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join the show. You okay over there?
Yep.
Okay, good. The cough button's right next to you, by the way. Anyway, it's Ian, TJ, and Aria in the studio here tonight. The number, yes, take that away from him, James.
Yes.
Very good. Taking good care of you.
Yes, he does. I'm so grateful. You know, if it wouldn't have been for you, Ian, we would have never met. So he was only a few weeks away from going back to Georgia with his tail tucked between his legs, and I rode into town and I said, "Oh, who is this activist?" And we fell in love, and
we're still together.
We're still together
news.
7 years later.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations on that. Glad I could be of assistance. So phones are open here if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about Satanism, and we haven't even gotten into the story yet. And I don't want to do that quite yet because just kind of just sending the baseline of trying to get an understanding of Satanism.
There's definitely a little more to say in that note. Like,
yeah. Satan. From Arya, who is the founder of the Reformed Satanic Church.
Yes, Lucifer, Satan, however you wish to call him, he's not the devil, according mm-hmm. to any Satanist. And almost all Satanists agree that this isn't an actual existing person. That's sort of beside the point. It's just mythology. It's a useful way for us to draw meanings from a story. Like, I know that Harry Potter isn't a real character, but that doesn't mean I can't take away lessons from the story of Harry Potter. And that's sort of what we have here with Christianity and its mythology and Satan and Lucifer and Yahweh. The story of Lucifer is almost identical to the Greek mythological story of Prometheus, who stole fire from the heavens and brought it to man and said, "Here, forge your own destiny. You don't have to be beholden to the rulers."
Did they actually steal that from? Because a lot of the Christianity.
I don't know. He's called the Lightbringer for a reason, right?
A lot of Christianity borrowed or stole, whatever you prefer to call it, ideas from other religions, the previous religions that came before.
The similarities between Prometheus and Lucifer are certainly a few too many to just write them off. But it's also sort of a hero with a thousand faces kind of thing by Joseph Campbell, which is this idea that all stories by humans ultimately they all share a bunch of common elements.
Yeah.
So they could have stolen it from him, and it could just be some aspect of human nature that humans repeatedly that leaked into our stories.
Could be.
But I mean, Prometheus stole fire from the heavens, and you know that made Zeus very angry, and Zeus punished him for all eternity and resurrected him and killed him over and over.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is interesting because that's the fate that ultimately, according to the Bible, is reserved for Satan.
Really?
He's not going to be killed repeatedly, but he's going to be thrown into the bottomless pit, which is exclusively reserved for Lucifer, whereas everyone else gets cast into the lake of fire, which is where their souls die. Sort of like the Mount Doom, where only the ring can be unmade there.
Okay.
Sort of souls can only be destroyed in the lake of fire, according to the Christianity mythos. Christians have this idea that there's layers of hell where people are going to be tortured. Who's going to be doing the torturing here? The demons? Because they're also sinners who are supposed to be being tortured according to their own mythology. Christians have no idea what their religion actually says, but that's what hell is. There's a lake of fire, and there's the bottomless pit. Hmm. And the bottomless pit is exclusively reserved for Lucifer.
Okay.
And he's just going to, you know, be held in sort of a stasis for all eternity.
Who God, quote-unquote, hates because he went against his orders and let people have free will, essentially, or let them have the knowledge of good and evil.
That's what I have to take away from the story of Genesis, because it's explicit in there that human beings did not have the knowledge of good and evil. And that's why Yahweh didn't want them to eat the fruit, because then they would gain that knowledge. And he says, if you eat this fruit, you're going to die. And Satan came along and said, you won't die. You'll just be able to think for yourselves. You'll know the knowledge of good and evil. You'll be able to decide right from wrong, and you'll be able to think for yourselves.
Well, they did die eventually.
Yes, right? And that's the argument that Christians use. But that's, you're talking about telling someone who doesn't even have the mental capacity to understand right and wrong that you're going to die. They don't have...
What does that even mean?
Yeah. And they're like, well, they did die that day because the Bible also, it says they'll die that day specifically.
Yeah, that's...
But Christians argue, but the Bible also says that one day is like 1,000 years to God, and no human being has ever lived to be 1,000 years old. I'm like, yeah. That is so deceitful, the apologetics that Christians trot out to think. I mean, the fact of the matter is that Yahweh lied. He's the evil one. He wanted unthinking, obedient serfs because he's the ultimate authority. He's the state. He's the one who says, thou must do this because I'm in charge, and I said so, and if you don't do it, I will punish you and torture you.
Or you will be tortured for the rest of eternity.
You'll sing my praises, you will obey my commandments, and if you don't, I will punish you.
Yeah.
That's the state.
You know, I have a confession to make. You know, since when we got raided by the FBI the first time, and I looked outside, I was on LSD and MDMA, and so God was talking to me in the form of the showerhead. And I prayed, I said, you know, I have only prayed a couple times in my life sincerely to God, but I said, Father, if you are able, please let this cup runneth over from me, or please take it and let this runneth from my cup, which is what Jesus prayed the night before he was killed. And I said, you know, it was amazing because in that moment, all of a sudden, I had the knowledge of 1,000 defense attorneys. Like, it just, you remember that night that we got raided?
Mm-hmm.
I kept saying, your search warrant's not valid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this is a bunch of...
giving it to them, for sure.
Oh, sure.
For sure.
And, you know, it was just amazing to be in that moment because all of a sudden I had this intense legal knowledge just dumped into my head through divine means. And I thought, boy, this is going to be a really hard thing to explain that, you know, how do I know so much about the law, even though I haven't been a lawyer? I don't remember reading about the law. I don't remember how. It's just one of those things I've always seemed to have known. But I said, that was the one time I said, oh, gosh, I need your help because the FBI is coming through, and there's a lot of drugs in the room, and James was selling all of his guns, and I thought, oh, God, we're going to prison. We're all going to, you know, this is not good. And so I flushed all the marijuana and cocaine and MDMA down the toilet.
Be sure to keep saying this on the air where the FBI is absolutely listening.
Oh, good God, they don't care. Because they even said the night of the raid, they said, interesting baked goods in the fridge. And we had some really dank
Rice Krispie treats. They didn't have a warrant for that, but you keep talking, they're gonna get a warrant.
For something that happened 7 years ago, there's something called the statute of limitations. More importantly, there's the...
What's the statute of limitations for drugs?
Possession?
Yeah.
Or conspiracy to distribute. I think it's 10 years.
Okay.
So, okay. You know, but, yeah, I assure you, they did not care about the drugs one moment.
Well, they couldn't. Their warrant didn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said, our judicial system's like Clue. It was Ian Freeman with the Bitcoin in Keene, New Hampshire. And then I have to prove or disprove the suggestion.
So let's get back to it. I'm glad you had a positive experience with the universe and or God, however you want to describe it. That knowledge came from somewhere, right? We don't know where that came from. And to come back around to what you were saying, Arya, like Satan, God, those don't really exist per se in the satanic belief system, but it does sound like you believe in good and evil.
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe in human beings, and humans have the capacity for, well, good and evil are labels, right? Human mm-hmm. beings do stuff, and some things we say are good, and some things we say are bad.
Sure. But, I mean, the prosecution thinks they're doing good.
Right.
But yeah. Coming after the Crypto Six, we presume.
And, you know, that's true in everyone. Everyone has the propensity to do good things and to do evil things. Mm-hmm. I do think that the whole of human history is sort of this battle between the darkness of humanity and the light of humanity.
I tend to agree.
Which, I mean, and we see this everywhere, where the darkness in humanity manifests itself as the state and the desire to control and tyrannize right. and oppress. Versus the light of humanity, which manifests in things like liberty and love and compassion
generosity.
And empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think all of human history ultimately is just that battle, humanity fighting over its own soul.
Yeah, I believe the Muslims refer to it as the internal jihad, that when the Muslims talk about jihad, they're actually talking about the, or they use the term greater jihad. So that describes the internal jihad, the struggle within oneself to go towards the
right.
light. That is when you hear Muslims talking about jihad, that is generally what they're talking about. There's this mainstream media view of, oh, Muslim jihad means they want to, you know, kill everybody. And that is what they consider to be a struggle externally is what they consider to be the lesser jihad. That is the less important struggle. The most important one that you would have would be with yourself. And, of course, you know, I wish we had Will Coley here to join the conversation.
Oh, the redneck Muslim.
He's also missed as well. It's great to have some people coming back into New Hampshire after
We wouldn't
so
miss
many
this
years.
For the world, Ian. I did not have to try and bend his arm, James's arm very
good.
Hard to get him to come back here.
Good.
So
so coming up, we're going to get into the story here about the after-school Satan Club, because one of the things that the Satanic Temple is really good at is getting mainstream media coverage.
They like trolling, and they're good at it.
They are professional-level trolls, and we're going to talk about their latest attempt at an after-school Satan Club. That's on the way. Of course, you're welcome to join the show as well. The number here is 603-283-6160. Plus, a cop has actually been charged with attempted murder for shooting somebody. It almost never
happens. Did he shoot another cop?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it almost never happens. It's a follow-up on a story. I don't know if we ever talked about it, but I've definitely seen this story. This kid was eating McDonald's in his car, and a cop just blasted him. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.